Good afternoon and happy Easter. Heading into this afternoon, the main forecast challenge remains to be the cloud coverage. We are continuing to watch some stratus clouds that have been hanging around in the early morning hours, but what we are seeing is the suggestion that it will likely become further broken up through this afternoon with a few lingering thicker cloud coverage spots across the southern zones. Otherwise, it's going to be slow moderation of the valley temperatures, and we'll see a few degrees from those that were observed on Saturday, with highs in the middle 50s and in the mid to upper 40s across the higher terrain. Variable cloud coverage does look to gradually improve thanks to a weak upper-level system as it slides across the region today. Otherwise, we will remain between two weather systems, one to our west and one to our east. This is going to bring about an increase in wind speeds during the start of the week, and this could vary our cloud cover for a large chunk of the week ahead. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the southwestern to north central U.S. can continue to expect warm temperatures over the next couple of days underneath broad upper level ridging. The desert southwest should see temperatures in the upper 90s and nearing 100 degrees, while 80s are forecast for the northern and central portions of the plains. This is about 20 to 30 degrees above average for the Dakotas and Nebraska. Several daily high temperature records should be set. These warm temperatures, combined with dry soils, low relative humidity, and gusty winds, will lead to the potential for fire weather. Per the Storm Prediction Center, today's fire weather outlook indicates an elevated risk across parts of Montana and central portions of the High Plains. On Monday, the risk should shift to portions of Nevada into the Four Corners region. The past 24-hour lower 48 state temperature extremes range from a high of 103 at Ocotillo Wells in California to a low of 7 at Turner Brook in Maine. For those of you traveling across the Northeast today, New York City mostly cloudy with a high near 61. In Boston, sunny with a high near 59. And in Buffalo, sunny with a high near 53. Here are the Albany, New York climate normals for today. The normal high is 53, while the normal low is 33. The record high of 79 was set back in 1950, while the record low of 14 was set back in 1954. Today's sunrise was at 6:32 a.m. The sun will set at 7:25 p.m. It's a total of 12 hours and 53 minutes of daylight today. It's an additional 2 minutes and 51 seconds of daylight from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts. For the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area, we are going to see increasing sunshine this afternoon as our highs look to reach into the low to mid 50s. For the night tonight, skies will turn to mostly clear skies as our overnight lows drop down into the low 30s, some of the higher elevations potentially getting down into the upper 20s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, we are going to see increasing sunshine this afternoon as highs reach into the upper 50s. For the night tonight, skies will turn to mostly clear skies, and as a result, our overnight lows will drop down towards the mid to upper 30s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, we are going to see increasing sunshine this afternoon as highs look to reach near the mid 50s. For the night tonight, skies will turn clear as our overnight lows drop down into the low 30s. Some of the higher elevations could drop down into the upper 20s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, we are going to be turning mostly sunny this afternoon as highs reach into the upper 40s and low 50s. It will be windy at points with wind gusts reaching as high as 25 miles per hour. For the night tonight, we will turn to mostly clear skies as our overnight lows drop down into low 30s. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area east to southern Vermont and the Berkshires north of I-90, we are going to see increasing sunshine this afternoon as highs reach into the low to mid-50s. Winds could gust as high as 20 miles per hour this afternoon, and for the night tonight, we'll turn to mostly clear skies as our overnight lows drop down towards the mid-30s. Region-wide for tomorrow, we remain to be between two systems, one to our east, one to our west, so we can expect to see sunny skies for the moment. Any slight shift in those systems, though, could give us some more cloud cover. Highs look to reach into the upper 50s. It will be windy as well, with wind gusts reaching as high as 35 miles per hour. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Reed Kisselback.